Just about every review of the documentary Some Kind of Heaven is going to invoke the name Errol Morris, and for good reason. Morris, whose Gates of Heaven and The Thin Blue Line are amongst the most revered of nonfiction films, brought a newfound playfulness and visual wit to the documentary form, an arch and heightened style that can be read as either mocking or affectionate, and sometimes both. Lance Oppenheim, who directed Some Kind of Heaven, has a similarly delicate touch. This is a movie that might get criticized for scoffing at its subjects, or for aping Morris's methods a bit too closely, but I think it's filled with affection, as cockeyed as that affection may be, and I think it eventually finds its own strange identity. It's set inside the Florida town known as The Villages, which is essentially the world's largest gated retirement community. It's regularly been named one of America's fastest-growing cities, a manufactured ecosystem that seemed to pop up, fully formed, overnight. It's a world of strip malls, golf courses, nail salons, and chain restaurants. Most of the houses are ticky-tacky boxes stacked side by side, differentiated only by varying shades of beige. The population is almost entirely white and has one of the oldest median ages in the country. It was a Trump stronghold in 2016, though you'd never know an election had even happened from the film, judging by a local news report we see about a resident's new sports car. Oppenheim has stripped away any reference to the political turbulence of the outside world, which is a sly political commentary unto itself, because it underlines just how hermetically sealed this environment is privileged to be. The turbulence instead exists between the walls of these supposedly idyllic homes, and the film focuses on a small group of elderly villages residents, all at precarious places in their lives. There's Anne and Reggie, whose marriage is being tested because he's experimenting with meditation and psychedelic drugs. Anne is committed to the role of doting wife, listening patiently as Reggie explains how he's actually God reincarnated as a human. We also meet Dennis, who isn't an actual village's resident, but goes about his days as if he belongs there. He lives in an old van that he parks inside a storage facility at night, and he's on the prowl for a nice, ideally wealthy woman that he can move in with. And then there's Barbara, a soft-spoken retiree who's had to go back to work since her husband's death. Her desire to meet a new man isn't going so well. At a singles event in her neighbor's living room, only 11 people show up, 10 of them women. There are a lot of sad moments in Some Kind of Heaven, particularly as Reggie's recklessness lands him in legal trouble. But there are funny moments too, both intentional and unintentional. A group of women, all named Elaine, introducing themselves one at a time directly into the camera. A consultation about end-of-life services that occurs inside a Ruby Tuesday dining room. A golf cart salesman and Jimmy Buffett superfan who boasts about owning two commercial-grade blenders that are strictly for margaritas. A church service that employs a department store mannequin dressed as Jesus. All of these images have an uncanny quality to them, a quirkiness that falls somewhere between farce and surrealism. The Villages has been referred to as the Disney World for retirees, and that seems fitting because there's always been a sinister undercurrent to the pasted-on smiles and candy-colored uniformity of the so-called happiest place on Earth. Some Kind of Heaven picks up on that offbeat frequency, presenting us with a world that is so manufactured and kitschy that the unsettling and disquieting things happening just below its surface are thrown into even sharper relief. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.